Thanks very much, John. Time now is coming up to 6:15. Did Beyonce lip sync at the national? Did she lip sync the national anthem at the second inauguration? Let's just start that whole sentence again. Did Beyonce lip sync? That was the question on a lot of people's lips. Did Time Warner really own the copyright to Happy Birthday? Is climate change real? Well, if all those questions make you prick up your ears, you'll get on well with my next guests. Darren McKee and Adam Gardner are two of the hosts of the Reality Check podcasts, and each week they take on issues and give them a scientific grilling. They're also members of the Ottawa Skeptics, and their annual conference, Skepticamp, is happening in Ottawa this weekend. And they're both in the studio with me now. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Are you skeptical to be here right now?
we're happy to be here.
You're happy to be here. You were just telling me that you record your podcast at 7 p.m. at night. That's the beauty of a podcast. You can just do it whenever you want, right?
This is true, yeah.
Now, tell me, Darren, how did this get started exactly? How did Skepticamp, first of all, get started?
The Skepticamp is going about for 3 years in Ottawa. This is the third time we've had it, and it's sort of based on something called Bar Camp, which focused on technology. It's a bit of an unconference. It's driven by participants and those who want to present ideas. So really, there's very little organization involved, aside from, say, the venue and the timing of the events. But as for content and as the presentations themselves, that's really just driven by the people who want to be involved and present.
So how does that work exactly, Adam? Do you get people voting on different subjects? Do you kind of sit around and say, let's talk about Beyonce and whether she lip-synced or not?
Well, for Skepticamp, pretty much it's all volunteer, and they don't really turn down people based on what kind of topic they're presenting. The idea is that because of the way it's sort of like an open conference, there's going to be a question period. So if someone comes up with a topic that's, you know, not terribly skeptical and not with keeping with the sort of frame of mind of critical thinking that we're coming at it with, people will just sort of grill them with questions and say, well, can you back that up with a source? You know, this doesn't sound right. It doesn't, you know, it sounds kind of fishy. As for our podcast, I don't know, every week we think there's never going to be another topic to come up with for the next week, but week by week, we think of something new.
What was your topic this week?
I talked about the idea that HAL from the 2001 A Space Odyssey movie and book was intentionally had his letters 1 before IBM, so H before I, A before B, L before M, and the idea was that was like a conspiracy theory by, you know, Arthur C. Clarke and Stanley Kubrick to demonize IBM, but really it was just a coincidence. That was my topic this week. It's a bit of a fluff piece, but
a
whatever.
Fluff piece. Okay, yeah, I'd be interested to hear that actually. And Darren, what are some of the things that you've talked about before? What's been one of your favorite topics on the podcast?
Some of my favorites are really a popular idea that's been picked up by the media. Say there's some salacious headline like, you know, sex drives about men and women, and then I'll look into the paper that the person used to write that and see if what they're saying is true or not. And sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't, and so sometimes you go sort of beyond that headline into a bit more detail to bring out some of the nuance that's important and qualify or even sometimes refute what is being promptly reported.
And do you feel it's because it's not that some of the headlines you're wanting to go behind because they're not being critically discussed, that, you know, we're given a study and we just kind of swallow it hook, line, and sinker?
Well, that's a bit of it. And so it's really that science is really, really complicated. And we know that people have certain limitations in publications or radio to cover it in a certain amount of detail, as well as there's a certain, I guess, nuance that sometimes doesn't come across in various media. And so we have the time to spend 15, 20 minutes, 25 minutes on one topic looking at it in detail. So while at the same time Adam was doing HAL and IBM, I just happened to be doing an overview of asexuality. So the podcast is a huge range from sort of normal skeptical things about alternative medicine and paranormal, but to economics, to, as you said, climate change issues, to the issues of sexuality or even entertainment. It really is kind of whatever we think would be interesting to us and something that can be given that little bit of a myth-busting angle.
But so how do you do that? Because, of course, one of the, you know, if you're talking about climate change, for example, do you go to both sides of the climate change debate to get information on that?
Well, we'll do a decent amount of research. And I guess the climate change one is one we'd say where there really isn't two equal sides. So while we will acknowledge that there are attractions, if you look in, I guess, the fields that matter most, meaning climate scientists, there's like 98% agreement, right? And so the idea that there is a controversy is sort of, we sometimes joke around, like, teach the controversy. There's a flat Earth and there's a round Earth. And you're like, well, that just seems silly. Why would you do that? And you're like, well, there's just about as much evidence to indicate that there isn't one, right, for climate.
That's really interesting. I'm looking at your website right now, and I'm looking at the agenda, because even though it sounds like it's very kind of free-flowing and you let the participants decide, you do have an agenda.
Yep,
1:40 to 2 p.m., there's skepticism in the aquarium store. I don't even know what that means, Adam.
I'm curious to hear exactly what that means, too.
What do you mean? You don't know what it means?
Well, a seahorse isn't really a horse. I don't know.
Well, so we don't exactly know what everyone's going to say specifically. There are some summaries below, but I believe that's by someone who's studying different types of biology for their thesis, and they're going to probably take you through a normal aquarium that you might find locally and say if things are perhaps mislabeled or some information you might get there is not as rigorous as one might hope.
You have all these. You have a tremendous amount of speakers on your list here. So 3:20 to 3:40 p.m. Miranda is talking about the ape in the office. What's that topic all about?
I actually am not entirely sure. See, that's the beauty of some of this. While we have curated, in the sense of organized, the layout of time, we have not looked at anyone's presentation in detail. There are some 1 to 2 sentence summaries, I could guess, but I think it's going to be probably about that we maybe have certain biological inclinations even in an office environment, but I don't want to presuppose myself.
Okay,
we'll find out Sunday.
You're going into this with a very open mind, shall we say? How do you find your conference participants? Like, do they approach you and say, "We'd like to talk about this"?
That's simply how it goes. It's almost a general call out. Then whoever might want to present emails the organizers, which isn't just me. This sort of a group of volunteers, mainly the Ottawa Skeptics, and then it's just sort of organized slotting in different times. And really, one of the key messages is keep that open mind, but not so open your brain falls out.
Not so when your brain falls out. Skepticism, good thing?
Generally, yeah. You want to apply skepticism and critical thinking to almost every facet of life if you want to, you know, really get to the truth behind most matters.
Okay. Wow. Thank you very much. I'm totally intrigued by your website here. And if you want to check it out, if you're listening, ottawaskeptics.org is the website. And is everybody welcome to your conference?
Everyone is welcome.
Everyone's welcome. Okay. So it takes place Sunday afternoon at the Shopify Lounge on York Street. Thank you very much to you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.
Darren McKee and Adam Gardner, two of the hosts of the Reality Check podcast and the organizers of Ottawa Skeptic Camp.